The booming sound of a gunshot punched through the silence. Nick! Mackenzie screeched, her voice cracking. She shot through the winding woods. Her knee throbbed, hot and heavy. Her breath came in gasps. But the searing pain was drowned as adrenaline flooded her. Her legs leapt, taking long strides, like a predator chasing her prey. All she could think about was Nick. The forest was thick, and the path led downhill. The trees were tall and barren, black branches and trunks crisscrossing the darkening sky. The deeper she ran into it, the faster her heart raced, as if trying to find a way out of her body and escape this horrid place. Nick! Her voice was carried by the wind, but there was no response. She stopped when she saw something on the ground. Blood. Her legs trembled, following the trail. Then she saw it. Behind a tree lay a body, face down. His back was shredded by the gunshot, his jacket torn, blood flowing out. Mackenzie dropped to her knees, a sob caught in her throat.
Please, no. Please.
She prayed for the first time in her life. She had to see. She had to turn his face. It was eerily quiet now. The wind had died down and the clouds had stopped swirling. It felt like a moment frozen in time. Then a hand came to her shoulder, and Mackenzie's hand went to her gun. 1. October 9th, 2019. By the time Detective Mackenzie Price's car rolled onto the street lined with semi-detached homes and apartment buildings, it was raining cats and dogs. She easily spotted the house. It was the one with the CSI van and squad cars in front of it. The red and blue lights refracted through the water droplets. Cops and technicians were gathered outside in raincoats, filtering in and out of the front door. Mackenzie parked the car and climbed out. She ducked under the yellow crime scene tape, already drenched in the rain.
You'd think you just moved to town. Detective Nick Blackwood, her partner for 9 years and closest friend, came to her side, holding an umbrella over them.
Not knowing to carry an umbrella at all times.
He towered over an already tall Mackenzie, strapping, with a chiseled jaw, black eyes, and black hair that was gray around the temples. She shivered. This is my umbrella, Nick. You stole it.
Oh.
He frowned and shrugged. Who's our Vic? Justin Armstrong, a junior detective with the unit, stood in the porch. He was big, with a bushy mustache that hid his upper lip and a perpetual look of paranoia on his face. He was known for his military-like demeanor and staunch discipline.
Apparently her name is Mia Gallagher.
Justin joined them, handing them the protective gear.
Apparently. You'll see. It's on the second floor.
Mackenzie braced herself and followed the directions. The loud pitter-patter of rain grew faint when she walked into the apartment, with Nick right behind her. The entire floor was crowded with uniformed cops, barricading the unit away from prying neighbors, who stood with their doors ajar, curious to see what the commotion was about. The living room was filled with CSI. The first thing that hit her was the metallic smell of blood, stinging the inside of her nose. She took in her surroundings. The living room looked like a tornado had torn through it. The couch had shifted, center table toppled, the TV mounted on the wall drooped on one side, and the curtain was ripped off. A concrete pillar by the kitchen had bloodstains. What the hell happened here? She murmured.
A neighbor had just gotten home and saw the door was open. He peeked and called 911, Justin replied. Guess nosy neighbors aren't always a bad thing.
Nick's eyes searched the space.
So, where is she?
Becky Sullivan, the chief medical examiner, emerged from one of the rooms with a look of resignation.
There's no dead body. What am I even doing here?